Well, he drained me almost to the point of death, which was for him sufficient. I was put to bed as soon as I was found, confused and really unaware of what had happened to me. I expected to die now and had no interest in eating or drinking or talking to the doctor. But you lived, said the young man. You said he left you for dead. The vampire came back that night, the vampire said. It was very late. He came in from the courtyard without a sound, a tall, fair-skinned man with a mass of blonde hair and a graceful, almost feline quality to his movements. By morning, I was greatly changed. The boy's face was tense with a mixture of confusion and amazement. How did you change exactly? I can't tell you exactly, said the vampire, any more than I could tell you exactly what is the experience of sex if you have never had it. The vampire, Lestat, had human problems, a blind father who did not know his son was a vampire and must not find out. Living in New Orleans had become too difficult for him, considering his needs and the necessity to care for his father, and he wanted Point du Lac. We went to the plantation the next evening, ensconced the blind father in the master bedroom, and I proceeded to make the change. There were several acts involved, and the first was the death of the overseer. I was to witness the taking of a human life as proof of my commitment. I had to watch the overseer awake with a start, try to throw off Lestat, fail, then lie there struggling under Lestat's grasp, and finally go limp, drained of blood. Then it was necessary to get rid of the overseer's body. Handling the dead body with such a purpose caused me nausea. Lestat was laughing, telling me callously that I would feel so different once I was a vampire that I would laugh too. He was wrong about that. I never laugh at death, no matter how often and regularly I am the cause of it. I refused to look at him, to be spellbound by the sheer beauty of his appearance. I want to die. Kill me, I said to the vampire. Now I am guilty of murder. I can't live. He sneered with the impatience of people listening to the obvious lies of others. And then, in a flash, he fastened on me. I dug my boot into his chest and kicked him, his teeth stinging my throat. And with a movement much too fast for me to see, he was suddenly standing disdainfully at the foot of the steps. I thought you wanted to die, Louis, he said. The boy made a soft, abrupt sound when the vampire said his name, which the vampire acknowledged with a quick statement, Yes, that is my name, and went on. Now listen to me, Louis, Lestat said, and he lay down beside me on the steps. I am going to drain you now to the very threshold of death, and I want you to be quiet, so quiet that you can almost hear the flow of blood through your veins, and that same blood through mine. It is your consciousness, your will, which must keep you alive. I wanted to struggle, but he held me in check and sank his teeth into my neck. Keep your eyes wide, Lestat whispered to me, his lips moving against my neck. I remember that the movement of his lips raised the hair all over my body, sent a shock of sensation through my body that was not unlike the pleasure of passion. I felt his teeth withdraw with such a keenness that the two puncture wounds seemed enormous, lined with pain. And now he bent over my helpless head and bit his own wrist. The blood flowed down upon my shirt and coat, and I think that I knew what he meant to do as if I'd been waiting for years. He pressed his bleeding wrist to my mouth, said firmly, Louis, drink. And I drank. Experiencing for the first time since infancy the special pleasure of sucking nourishment, the body focused with the mind upon one vital source. What happened then? The boy asked. I saw as a vampire, he said. Lestat was standing again at the foot of the stairs, and I saw him as I could not possibly have seen him before. He had seemed white to me before, so that in the night he was almost luminous, and now I saw him filled with his own life and blood. He was radiant. And then I saw that not only Lestat had changed, but all things had changed. It was as if I was able to see colors and shapes for the first time. I was so enthralled with the buttons on Lestat's coat that I looked at nothing else for a long